Hi, this is Embrace Vulnerability. This week, I am growing through every experience, and I hope you are too. Today, what I would like to talk about is encounters, feeling guilty. After I was awakened sexually by an encounter I did not ask for, I began to experiment with my body and started to be interested in boys. I remember my first crush. I was 7 years old, and he was going to be my husband. As most of us think when we develop puppy love. I was in love with him for so many years, up into my teen years. I remember where I come from, we had this thing called dos pa dos, which means a double date situation. Now, when I say situation, I mean most likely we were not dating, we were just hooking up. By hookup, let me clarify, at the age of 13, I meant it was groping with clothes on and kissing. I remember the first time I disrespected myself and a friend. We agreed these two boys, we would meet up at a specific time and date. For some reason, I showed up to the place and my friend did not. Both the boys that I liked were there and we kissed. And the boy my friend liked also kissed my breast. Not sure what possessed this boy to go run his mouth and tell my friend what we did, but he told her. I believe it was the way that he told her. It was harsh because he almost said it in a, oh yeah, I did, you know, kiss her breast, so what, in that type of manner. Luckily, she did not treat me differently or started being fake and shady. She confronted me. She asked me if what the boy told her was true. I admitted to what I did and told her, to be honest with you, I wasn't going to tell you, but now that you caught me, what's the point of lying? I'm not a good liar. I prefer to be uncomfortable in my truth than to keep up with 100 lies. I am also a very forgetful person, so if I choose to lie, that means I will get caught because I'm a forget said lie. Why am I bringing up this story? Well, I want to continue to be vulnerable and show myself where I have been and how far I have come. Disrespecting yourself starts with you and ends with you. No one put a gun in my head to do that to a friend just because my hormones were all over the place. The guilt and tears I shed from not knowing how or when to experiment with others. I've had encounters growing up that I deeply regret, but I would not take them back. Absolutely not. Why? Because they were all lessons. I have been in messy situations with two female friends when we liked the same boy. The phrase, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, comes to mind. I am mature enough to inform. I apologize to both those girls and heavy on the girl part because I did not know better the first time. But the second time, I knew better. I cannot sit here and pretend as if it only happened once, so the people who will criticize me won't judge me harsher. That's another thing I've learned, to live how I want to live, because people will talk crap regardless of if you are a saint or not. Anyways, as much as I thought I loved that boy, I never saw he was faithful to everyone he dated. Now, I will not sit here and trash him, but it took me a long time to see what we had was not love. What I can say is that he did sleep with those girls, but never asked me once, let's have sex. So I thought maybe I was special for some odd reason. Here was this boy, not wanting my virginity. It all fit into how delusional we can be as children and as humans in general. After the experience with him, I decided I would not fall in love, ever. And then I wish to feel that kind of pain ever again. I recall we chatted on MSN up until I was about 17 years old. But then, by then, I already knew I didn't love him. This was for entertaining, for flirting, to pass the time. I already grew out of puppy love. At 17, I already had much more experience, but I am skipping middle school because middle school was great. We all got along so well. I have so many fond memories with everyone there. Don't get me wrong, there was fondling in middle school as well, but the boys were so respectful. They would not force you to have sex or belittle you for saying no. I am happy that at that point in my life, there were no males proceeding without consent. This is when I learned I can feel pleasure if we both feel comfortable and if we both are respectful. I'm saying all of this to say I was touching, but I was afraid of penetration. So this had its pros and its cons. Our bodies as females after your first period is wired to want to reproduce. Had I not known the rush of hormones was normal, I would have been feeling disgusting and degrading myself. Most parents do not tell their preteens or teens that the rush of hormones they feel is normal, and do not even get me started. If the parents are religious, they will definitely shame you for that. I'm not saying I was not mad, and then I feel guilt at times. I definitely did, but the burden was less because I had some education behind what I was going through. I had beautiful encounters too. Once in middle school, there was this boy I really liked, but we were not dating. Lord knows I like light-skinned boys with European hair. Anyways, we have been making out, touching each other. We even went to his house after school. We were going to do it, and I was going to lose my virginity. Once in his house, I was so nervous and scared because his parents were not home. But I was thinking, what if they did come home? What's going to happen to me? My dad would murder me. So we kept making out. We went to his bed. Once on his bed, something inside me, my intuition, which I did not know I had, kept telling me, don't do this. Not now. This is not it. I politely told the boy, listen, it's been fun, but I don't want to have sex. We stood up from the bed. He led me to the door. We said goodbye. We never had another encounter where I went to his house, but he also never made me feel bad about that decision. It made me so happy to go back to school the next day and seeing that he treated me the same as if nothing happened, with respect and love as a friend. He never belittled me or shamed me for not having sex with him. We stayed friends for years after that. Then fast forward all the way to junior year in high school, there was another boy I had a crush on. From the minute I saw him, I was cutting gym. I remember I entered a classroom that oversaw the football field behind our school. There he was, smiled at me, said, hi, my name is such and such. And I don't recall what we were talking about, but I remember I liked him. Fast forward years later, one day he kissed me on the bus on our way home. We made plans to go back to my place sometime during the week. The day came, we took class, we went to my apartment. At this point in my life, my father was working and never home. So, we go up to the fifth floor, no elevator, into the apartment, go to my room, continue making out. And something told me once again, a voice inside me, don't do this. I listened to it and told him, listen, I am sorry, I thought I could have sex with you, but I don't want to. He smiled at me and said it was fine. We fell asleep and he continued to be friends with me after that. Did I wish I could date him? Yes. But it just did not happen. But I was happy once again he did not mistreat me or treat me less than after what we experienced. I learned over the years that in order to have sex, we have to feel good and we have to reach a place where we feel safe. I know that this guy and I continue to be friends after that. And the fact that he didn't make me feel any type of way or, you know, shame me about the situation, let me know that there are people out there that if you say no, they will back off and they will leave it as is. So I learned that the first thing is you have to know that if you are being pressured and if you don't feel safe, it's not going to feel good. If you are in an experience right now where you're with someone that's rushing you, that's gaslighting you, if you go on and have sex with them, it's not going to feel good. I am thankful for what my encounters have taught me, which is respect your body, consent, and safety. Those have been my biggest lessons. If you're struggling with any of these things, you are not alone. Some of us were not given the tools to know how to behave in certain situations. Don't be so hard on yourself. Wanting to be intimate with someone is not a crime. You are allowed to explore in safe ways. Do some research. Do not feel shame for too long, because I can sit here and tell you not to feel shame, but the reality is you might feel it because we are human and certain emotions just arise. We can take it one day at a time. Figuring out who we let inside is challenging, because the truth is they might treat you differently. They might kiss and tell. Those are all the risks we will participate in. As long as we know truly, at the end of the day, we have a voice and we have a say-so, and we do not have to participate in things we don't want to. That's the most important thing. I hope we all stay safe out there. Thank you.